Italy's Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi said yesterday a European Court of Human Rights ruling that called for crucifixes to be removed from Italian classrooms was a nonsensical attempt to deny Europe's Christian roots. The government plans to appeal the ruling after studying the case tomorrow in a cabinet meeting. The Cardinal Secretary of State, Tarcisio Bertone, welcomed the government's intention to appeal the case. He was just the latest voice of the church on the matter. Charles Collins has this report.
With astonishment and regret, that's how the Holy See received the news that the European Court of Human Rights decided that displaying crucifixes in a classroom was a violation of civil rights.
Crocifisso è stato sempre un segno di offerta di amore di Dio e di unione e accoglienza.
The head of the Holy See press office, Father Federico Lombardi, says the crucifix has always been a sign of God's offer of love and union for all humanity. He says it's not a sign of division, exclusion, or restriction of freedom. He also said the decision would seriously marginalize the importance of religious values in the history and culture of Italy in the country's educational system. Father Lombardi says he is surprised by the court's intervention in something so deeply tied to Italy's identity. The Holy See's permanent observer at the Council of Europe, Monsignor Aldo Giordano, says the ruling of the court risks further alienating the European project in the feelings of ordinary people. He says the sentence uses a concept of secularism in the sense of uniqueness, which seeks to exclude. He says this sense of secularism has already been tried in some countries in Europe and abandoned, and now the court is trying to bring it back. Monsignor Giordano says this empty secularism is dangerous and unattractive. He says what Europe needs is a secular nature which creates space for all the positive contributions to society, which can address the major problems facing humanity. Italy is not alone in its objection to the decision of the court. Officials in other countries which display crucifixes in classrooms, such as Ireland and Poland, have also said they are troubled by the ruling. I'm Charles Collins.